Buenos días from Gracia. This is the Rorschach Spain update from the 11th of April, 2024. Very sorry to miss last week. So much going on. Eclipse in Texas, Rorschach OBA, etc. But we're back with a quick summary of what's going down in Spain. Kicking off this week's episode, conservative faction within the Spanish prosecutor's office has prepared a draft report opposing Spain's proposed amnesty law for Catalonia. Surprise, surprise. Move supports political agenda of the conservative opposition, the Partido Popular, or PP, which seeks to persuade a judicial opinion against the amnesty law. Alvaro Gracia Ortiz, Attorney General, has repeatedly mentioned the limitations of the fiscal council body intended to deliberate on the report doesn't have the authority to issue reports on legislative proposals being processed in Parliament. However, conservatives are pushing for the council to consider the report. More about Catalonia, as on Tuesday the 9th, the Constitutional Court of Spain unanimously decided to suspend a legislative initiative debated in the Catalan Parliament that seeks Catalonia's independence. As per Spanish law, the suspension is a procedural step halting the initiative while the court reviews the case. This move comes amidst heightened political discussions on Catalonia's independence and the Spanish government's emphasis on constitutional compliance. As if Catalan politics weren't interesting enough, Charles Puigdemont, Junts de Catalunya's candidate and former Catalan president, has announced he will exit politics if he's not elected president of the Generalitat in the upcoming elections. Huh, interesting incentive set up there. Puigdemont emphasized his commitment to finishing what he started in 2017, referring to the independence movement that took a negative turn, leading to his self-imposed exile in Belgium. Puigdemont dismissed potential alliances with parties against independence and criticized past negotiations by rivals. The election outcome remains uncertain, with coalitions likely to play a crucial role. In unrelated news, Spain plans to end its golden visa scheme, which allows non-EU citizens to invest €500,000 in Spain, Spanish real estate to get residency. Government introduced the scheme in 2013 to help boost the economy, but people have criticized it for contributing to housing market stress and potential money laundering over the years. The decision aligns with EU recommendations to cease such programs and follows similar moves by Portugal and France against tax breaks and long-stay visas for foreigners. Scheme's closure aims to prioritize affordable housing for Spaniards and will most impact British migrants and investors from Russia and China. Moving on Tuesday the 9th, Spain's lower house of parliament took a significant step towards legalizing hundreds of thousands of undocumented migrants through a new civil bill. So far, the bill has received 600,000 supportive signatures, and political parties now have up to 2 months to amend and finalize their decisions on the legal status of these migrants. Wide array of rights groups and non-governmental organizations support this draft law and are hoping it will reduce the number of undocumented migrants. After a shift in stance, the Spanish Catholic Church and PP also supported this legislative initiative, contrasting it with the far-right Vox Party, who opposed it. On that note about the church, over the last 2 years, the Madrid City Council has donated valuable land plots to the church, which is pretty weird. El País revealed on Wednesday the 10th that the council has given around €8 million to the church since 2022 for the construction of worship centers. José Cobocano, the Archbishop of Madrid, has been the sole beneficiary of these donations, rising concerns about fairness and corruption. I would guess so. Council's move was called into question as it prioritized religious buildings over essential public services like schools and health centers. Residents have actively protested these decisions, demanding that these lands serve social purposes instead. Turning to Galicia, Alfonso Rueda, regional president, has proposed a plan to establish a Directorate of Constitutional Affairs within the Galician government. This new department will safeguard the Spanish constitution and the unity of Spain. We all know what that means, emphasizing legal defense against perceived constitutional challenges. Rueda secured an absolute majority to maintain his Galician presidency back in February. He's been vocal in criticizing the amnesty for Catalan separatists and vows to engage in dialogue with the central government. Up next, the Spanish government plans to reintroduce a law that will make it easier for workers with jobs that start and stop throughout the year to get retirement benefits. For example, people working in the agricultural and tourism section, which are hugely dependent on seasonal trade and produce. This adjustment aims to offset the disadvantages these workers face due to their irregular work patterns, ensuring fair access to retirement benefits. This includes bringing back a rule that counts each day worked as 1.5 days. Additionally, government is looking at changing the rules for early retirement, but has yet to share many details. Unions are cautious about these changes, fearing they might make it harder for some people to retire early. In health news, Monica Garcia, the Spanish Minister of Health, announced on Monday the 8th that her department will now begin a reform to bring in plain tobacco packaging. The change will attempt to make cigarette and tobacco packaging less appealing and reduce smoking, following examples from countries like Australia, France, and the UK. The initiative is part of a broader anti-smoking plan, which also includes updating regulations on emerging tobacco products like e-cigarettes and banning flavor additives. 2022 statistics from Statista showed that Spain was home to nearly 8 million smokers, which Garcia hopes to reduce over the next few years. Still on health, a recent survey conducted by the Spanish Statistical Office found that over half of Spain's population does not engage in any sport or physical exercise, a reduction of 8% since 2010. Survey found group age 16 to 24 had the highest activity rates. Regular exercisers typically commit to 3 or more sessions a week, but a lack of time was the main barrier to exercise and health improvement, according to respondees. Most popular activities include cycling, swimming, running, and hiking, with mountaineering, aerobics, spinning, and bodybuilding being among the more intense exercises commonly practiced. Big news in Sevilla as construction for the northern section of Sevilla's Metro Line 3 has begun. The line aims to improve connectivity and social cohesion by linking working-class neighborhoods to the city center. This project, part of the broader plan to develop Sevilla's metro network, represents a significant investment to reduce social and economic disparities. The construction of this section is a step towards completing a metro network in a city that currently lacks comprehensive public transport infrastructure for a town of its size, something the citizens have been demanding for a long time. Northern section of Line 3 will be nearly 8 kilometers long, including 12 stations, and will serve an estimated 120,000 residents. Spain's Supreme Court has partially upheld an appeal by the Spanish Digital Gaming Association. The association launched an appeal against a royal decree passed in 2020 that imposed strict gambling advertising regulations to protect minors. The court's decision has overturned several restrictions, including bans on celebrity endorsements and specific targeting measures, allowing companies more freedom with their marketing campaigns. However, the ruling maintains bans on sports sponsorship, keeping standards that prevent advertising in ways accessible to minors or sponsoring sporting events and facilities. And finally, if you're a foodie and a Spanish comedy series fan, you might have heard Paquita Salas, the main character of a hit Spanish Netflix show, say that the best torreznos are in Tarazona, Zaragoza. They are a delicious tapa, crunchy, salty, and the Spanish equivalent of pork scratchling or crispy pork skin. If you want to make your own, check out the link to a recipe and the torreznos history in the show notes. And that's it for this week. Thanks for joining us. We want to invite you to take a look at one of Rorschach's other projects. The Daily Knowledge is a daily pocket newspaper that comes out Monday through Friday. It's in our Hour Zine format, a little booklet that you have to print in order to read using a duplex or two-sided printer. Daily Knowledge, Hour Zine, you'll find a collection of newsletters, selected articles, and news. It takes about an hour to read. Visit Rorschach.com/Hour Zine/The Daily Knowledge to find the latest edition. Link in the show notes. Hasta la próxima.